From World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, Chad Moyer with you on the Rural Radio Network. The National Pork Producers Council hosted an SIP luncheon, and the featured speaker was Greg Ibaugh from Nebraska, of course, the current Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs at USDA. The fake meat has gotten some press here recently. Does that fall under purview of USDA, whether it's plant-based or lab-grown, if you will?
So we're definitely working with FDA and the whole labeling issue of how not only plant-based protein, but plant-based milks or drinks, and how they're labeled and classified in the nomenclature that's available to them. And so USDA and FDA both have a role to play in those. You know, we think that we need to have accurate labels that appropriately tell consumers what those products are. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between, we firmly believe there's a difference between meat produced by animals and meat that is synthetically grown. It may both be edible, but we need to differentiate between the two.
Yep. All right. I was going to ask you about the plan or the idea of having processing plants, meat processing plants, pick up a little bit more of the inspection duties. There is a pilot project on that. What's your take on that? Is that a viable thing moving forward?
So that's part of the reason why there is a prototype out there, and we're looking at and evaluating whether or not that's successful. I think one of the important things for the public to understand is that, you know, as we've looked at brands fail, or, you know, a restaurant chain that doesn't deliver on food safety, you know, if a meatpacking plant, they have a lot at risk as far as their reputation, and they may have a bigger dog in the fight to be able to make sure that they're putting out a safe, wholesome product than the inspector has. And so I don't think we should discount the partnership that USDA can have in providing an adequate inspection and oversight, and the role that plants have in wanting to make sure they're also providing the best product possible.
Okay, so is that evaluation done, or what's the status of that?
We're still in that process, okay. And the final decisions are still being made.
Thank you, sir. Again, we've been visiting with Greg Ibaugh, current USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. He was at World Pork Expo in Des Moines. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.